post game with the Hawks player coach Jared Owen. Jared, was it relief to finally get that win off there?
Yeah, we've been on a bit of a bad run, to be honest. We haven't played badly, but we've done pretty much what we did tonight. We start well. We create a lot of chances. We don't put them away. We end up either one or two goals down or one up, and it's never a comfortable position to be in. And unfortunately, we've taken a lot of penalties this year that we said on Thursday we need to cut out. It was better tonight, but we still took a few silly ones. So, but on the whole, I'm pleased with the character to come back after the way Billingham put us under pressure in the second. I thought third period we really came out fired up and stuck to our game plan, and you know, we came away with the 2 points, which is what we needed.
And you put a lot into that slap shot for the game winner.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to do. It's a new stick, I don't want to break it, so I don't really like taking slap shots, but needs must, I guess. So no, happy to get a goal and contribute. Obviously I've been out for a few weeks, so it's difficult watching sometimes, so I'm glad to contribute with the boys, and hopefully we're all going well. John Adams will be with us next week, so really looking forward to having him on the ice and the added boost he'll bring.
I was going to say, you've got Tom King, obviously made his debut tonight, his second debut.
Yeah,
and then bringing in John from the Swedish Canadian. What's he going to bring to the team?
Well, I spoke to one of his old coaches. He said he's a hard hitter. He's got a real good shot, and he'll work hard for the team. Puts his body on the line. He's got a lot more experience than his stats say. Actually, he's played in Austria, Czech Republic, and then went to Sweden for a bit. That's not picked up on his stats. But no, he's got a good pedigree. Spends his summer training with OHL players and a few NHL guys. So you know, we're expecting good things from him. You know, this is a stepping stone for him. He's hoping to come in, and like I said, when we signed him, it was Tom Watkins who put him on to me. They got full import quota at the time, so you know, it's a good opportunity for him to come in, make a bit of a name for himself, and one of those EPL type teams maybe to look at picking him up for next year.
And just a little bit on Ivo. I know he's been out with he's been kind of unwell, you could say.
He's got bruising on his pancreas that they think was caused from contact in hockey. So he's been advised basically not to play contact for at least probably another three or four weeks. He's allowed to train, but no contact because it could rupture. So obviously, you know, his health and safety comes first, and we want him to get better, and then we know we'll bring him back when he's fully fit.
And next week, the home and away with Sutton, it's where he's on the league, it's going to be a big series.
Yeah, definitely, and they're on a bit of a roll, so you know, they're confident. You know, we know what to expect of them. We've got to stick to our game plan. I think the two times we've played them, we've got caught trying to play their game, and they've got good finishes, and we need to stick to our game plan. You know, we've been solid defensively a lot this year, not conceded many, but our problem's been scoring, and in the last few weeks we've scored a few and let too many in. I'm happy with tonight. You know, I'll take four at home and only conceding two against, you know, Billingham, who we know are a good side. So you know, it's tight up there. You know, you get on a couple of wins and you can shoot yourself right up the table. So next week's massive for us. Yeah.